Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we have a discussion with Jonathan Jossel, the CEO with the Plaza Hotel Casino, on how he has revitalized the property to become one of the premier properties in downtown Las Vegas. Today's GGB podcast is brought to you by GLI, staging its annual Regulators Roundtable this March in Las Vegas. Visit GamingLabs.com for information and registration. Useless lady, you know who I am. When Jonathan Jossel arrived at the Plaza in downtown Las Vegas, the area was just starting to stir after decades of a slumber, even with the establishment of the Fremont Street Experience. Jossel was energized by the improvements in the area, and he began to transform the Plaza. Today, a raft of new amenities have been added to the Plaza, the latest being downtown's only equestrian arena that will host rodeos and special events. With steadily improving gaming revenues, downtown is becoming a must-see attraction for visitors to Las Vegas. Jossel sat down with me at the Plaza in December for his inclusion in the January edition's 25 People to Watch feature. Jonathan Jossel, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. Congratulations on being named one of the 25 people to watch in our January issue. A very prestigious list, and every year it always is. We've been doing this for 20 years now. So
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's real exciting to have you on it. We know you're one of the movers and shakers here downtown, and you've been here for 5 years now?
Well,
before that, but you've been in charge.
I've been in charge since the end of 2015.
Okay.
End of 2014.
Right.
Took over the beginning of 2015. It was my first full year.
Okay.
I've been in downtown 11 and a half years.
Right.
So I've been involved with the property a long time, but this as a CEO and licensee since 2015, the
Great.
Full year.
Great. So in your time here, what's changed? It's got to be a lot of changes since you came to this property just in itself.
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes, and everyone asks sort of what's the recipe for trying to turn something around, and the truth is there's no one answer. It takes
a
lot of time, it takes a lot of commitment and sort of dedication to all of the details of a property. So there's not one simple thing, but slowly and surely we have been able to take the Plaza from where it was to an entirely different position today, and thankfully it's doing very well, and I attribute that to so many different factors that it would take a long time to recite them all.
I can just tell you, just from having been here, before you took over, before even the company owned it, the changes there are pretty amazing, and all, I think you've touched every corner of the property.
We have. We've tried to, and as I said, it's all about, the simple answer, the simple thing would have been to say, gee, you need to knock down the Plaza and start again.
Yeah.
And that's not my philosophy. It's been about day at a time, improving every day, trying to do one thing better, create better events. And today's a very special day for us because we're launching our new equestrian center and in time for the NFR starting on Thursday. So we're going to be the only place downtown with an equestrian center and hopefully create a great amenity down here for that.
Sure. So this is really kind of an iconic property. It was once owned by the legendary Jackie Gawn and, a lot of other famous people downtown here. So what did that mean to you when you took over? Is that why you didn't want to knock it down and start from scratch?
That might have been. I mean, I have a soft spot for the Plaza as it is today.
Sure.
But Jackie Gawn, in my opinion, was, I don't say the best, but one of the best operators, and that's because he understood what people wanted, and he understood what his team members wanted.
Right.
And that's something I've learned a lot about and studied over the years and have committed myself to really meeting our customers, getting to know them well.
Sure.
I probably every day stay in touch with one customer or another in terms of wherever they may be or visiting us, and also try to do the same with our team members, getting to know them. Some team members have worked here longer than I've been alive.
Sure.
So it's important for me to learn from them and understand the history of the place, and I think we've been proven right in our decision not to knock it down because we're growing every single month, year over year, and that's something we're very proud of.
Sure. One of the big things you did several years ago, I think when you first came on, is to redo all the rooms. That was a pretty impressive step, and then people have responded to that?
Yeah, actually, the room remodel was done prior to me becoming CEO in 2011. The room remodel was done. Mm-hmm. using all the Fountain Blue furniture. Right, yes. We bought the furniture from the Fountain Blue. Then when I became CEO in 2015, we actually redid the pool area. We redid the convention area. We redid the bingo area. We've redone the casino in many ways. We built a new gym. And now we're beginning to do new room remodels. It's been 7 years since the last one. And we're in the process of doing 150 brand new rooms. Which I think are going to be some of the nicest rooms downtown, if not the nicest, and allow us to attract, you know, the same but also new people to the plaza in downtown.
So how many rooms do you have now?
We have approximately 1,003.
Okay, that's a pretty big hotel. So
it's second biggest downtown.
Yeah. So I guess with the remodeling of the convention center, that's helped fill a lot of those rooms.
Yeah, you know, convention business takes time to book. It doesn't happen overnight, but it's definitely starting to pick up. We have a great sales team here, and we're seeing the pickup in the convention area and the return there. And likewise with the bingo area. The bingo's the only bingo game in downtown, but we have probably the biggest super bingo and the most frequent maybe in town. Not the biggest, but it's the most frequent, and I think that's something we're very proud of.
Well, people forget about that game, how popular it is, you know? I mean, some of the casinos do away with it.
I like that. Be quiet. Don't tell everyone about it. I like that they forget about it because it's good for us.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. Our sponsor for today's GGV podcast is GLI, staging its annual North American Regulators Roundtable. The event takes place this March at Luxor, Las Vegas. GLI's Roundtable is a two-day educational conference that provides attendees with the opportunity to participate in high-level discussions with industry thought leaders and peers. Registration for GLI's Regulators Roundtable is open now. For information and registration, visit GamingLabs.com.
So, you know, you also have done some other things that have kind of pushed the envelope. And one of the things is there's equestrian center. But like when you introduced pickleball a few years ago and pickleball tournaments, and that draws quite a few people to your property.
Yeah, so I'm a big believer that you have to differentiate. Mm-hmm. You have to find your specialty and try to be stand out from the crowd. So whether it's pickleball, we also do something called the Big Blues Bender, which is a blues festival for 4 days where the whole hotel becomes a blues destination. Now the rodeo, the bingo, all these things differentiate us from downtown and other people downtown, but also are good for downtown.
Right.
They bring new people downtown. Sure. So we love those different types of things. We're willing to try things. Pickleball is one of them, and it's been. We started the first ever pickleball convention in downtown Las Vegas in September, and that tournament, that convention, had a great first year, and we're excited to build on it for year two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what about some of the other events downtown? I know you capitalize on the Life is Beautiful Festival in the spring. Are there events that really generate a business for you as well as the entire area?
Yeah, there's a lot, and we're big supporters of everything good downtown. So we sponsored Life is Beautiful every year for the last, since it started, I don't remember when. I think it's 5 years old now, 5 years ago. Then we also sponsored the Santa Run just last weekend in downtown. I think that brought 8,000 people dressed as Santa downtown. We sponsored the Smith Center. And then the new one we just got involved with was the Lights soccer team. And being from England, I'm a soccer fan, the Lights are, I think, great for downtown. Mm-hmm. They bring a new crowd down here to Cashman Field. And so we're the official host hotel of that. So we try to get involved in as many downtown events as we can. Mm-hmm. Anything that's good for downtown is good for us.
Right. But you've always been a big supporter of sports in this town. I remember when you were flirting one time with bringing the Wranglers in here. That would have been great. But
We tried everything.
Right. And we see how great the hockey has been for town anyway. The whole
amazing.
City. So it's just been incredible. So you're always thinking outside the box is what I'm getting right now.
We try to.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, downtown has to stand out from the everywhere else, and that's what we're trying to do, whether it's for ourselves or for the whole area. We just want to keep bringing people downtown and trying new things, and we're not afraid to try. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't work out, at least we learn a good lesson from it. So we're here to try.
Right. So tell me about the demographics. Are they changing of your players? I know, you know, years ago when I used to come here, there's a pretty older demographic, and it seems to be, you know, that downtown is skewing a little bit younger these days.
Downtown is skewing younger because there's new things here and there's a lot of excitement about what's happening downtown, but the core customer to me is pretty much the same. And you know, somebody said to me yesterday, the plaza is like a chameleon.
Yeah.
And I said, what do you mean? And they said, well, you got the bingo crowd upstairs. We have 900 bingo players here at the moment. And downstairs, we've got cowboys coming in for the rodeo.
Right.
And we kind of have to adapt and be open to everyone. Mm-hmm. And whether it's different events for younger people or our super bingo crowd, it's all about offering people a good experience, good service, and taking care of them.
Right.
It doesn't matter what it is. So, you know, I'm not a big believer that the demographics dramatically change it.
Sure,
I think
right.
there's just more people coming downtown mm-hmm. and more events, which appeal to different people. But our core customer is still welcome, and we take care of them.
Right, yeah, no question. And I think a lot of that reason they come back is because of the your team members here. As you said, a lot of them have been here for a long time, but and they know how to take care of these people. How do you kind of extend that beyond the people who have been here forever into your new employees that are coming on?
You know, with the new employees, I think when they see us interacting with the customers, mm-hmm. that's what allows them to feel like, wow, I can go up and give a customer a hug. Or I can ask them how's their kids doing, or get to know them on a more personal level.
Right.
That's what it's all about, is just getting to taking the time to get to know them on a more personal level. And I think you can't really teach that or train that, but when they see mm-hmm. someone else doing that, they're like, oh, that's cool, I can do that. And so we have a couple of new people that are, you know, starting to do exactly that. They get right into it. They get to know the customers, and just by walking around and getting and taking the time, it happens naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what people come back for.
Okay. And, you know, you say you have the core customer, but you are attracting more people, to this facility because of the Equestrian Center, because of the pickleball. How do you kind of introduce them into the culture that you've developed here?
They love it. Where else in the world can you ride a horse in there, put him in your stall, and then come inside, gamble, walk down Fremont Street, get drunk, have a good time? There's nowhere else in the world you can do these kinds of
right.
things. So whether it's the Equestrian Center or any of the other events, the customers love downtown. Mm-hmm. They love what's happening down here. They love the excitement. They love the fun. And we offer something that, frankly, I don't know that anyone else in the world can offer in downtown
yeah.
Las Vegas. So I think it's wonderful.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the Equestrian Center. Certainly this week is going to be a big hit because NFR is in town. Anybody who's been in Vegas at any time knows that that's one of the bigger weeks of the year. A lot of cowboys in town. What's it going to do for the rest of the year? How do you plan to utilize that?
Well, let me correct you. It was never big for the plaza.
No.
So
okay.
while it was
okay.
big in town,
mm-hmm.
I don't think cowboys were coming to the plaza.
Okay.
And I can't speak for other places downtown or other places in town at all. But for the plaza, it wasn't a big hit until
mm-hmm.
the last couple of years when we started promoting it and becoming a sponsor. And now with these, last year we had the practice facility. So it's grown dramatically for mm-hmm. us, and it wasn't always such a big hit for us rodeo
okay.
as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
We're sold out, which is something that I'm very proud of
right.
for this year, which is the first time in the 11 years I've been in Las Vegas
okay.
I can remember the plaza being sold out over rodeo. So
okay.
it's certainly serving its purpose for NFR. But beyond that, you know, there's many other equestrian events. One that really sticks out to me is El Dorado,
mm-hmm.
that I think belongs in downtown.
Right.
People would love to see it come back, and
mm-hmm.
that's something we're very much interested in doing. And then beyond equestrian events, you know, we're talking to anything from paintball to demolition derbies,
mm-hmm.
which are great attractions around the country, to other outdoor sports that could potentially work there. I think there's a lot of flexibility with this
okay.
venue. And we see it as a great 3 to 5 year plan for what we consider our land
mm-hmm.
out in downtown. And then
right.
who knows in the future what more could become with that.
Right, right, right. So what do you see the plaza, which direction do you see the plaza going now? You know, you mentioned a 3 to 5 year plan. Is there a longer term plan?
There is, but I like to firstly keep some of that to ourselves.
Of course.
Can't right. tell you everything. But also, you know, we take it not day by day, but we don't look too far out because we're very focused on, like I told you, the steady organic growth of where the plaza is today and
right.
taking one area. So for us, the big focus right now is these 150 new rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the continued evolution of the guest experience at the plaza and every day trying to improve that little bit. Something I'm very proud of is we just added 1,003 new locks onto all of our room
mm-hmm.
doors. We went to RFID.
Right. Oh, great.
That doesn't sound
right.
like a big deal to people, but for us, that's a very big improvement. Our guests used to have issues with the magnetic
mm-hmm.
keys. We got rid of that. We went to RFID. And so these little improvements will continue to take the plaza into the future. And if we can continue to grow at the same speed that we're growing, I see no reason to change that.
Okay. right across the street, Derek Stevens has bought the Las Vegas Club and demolished it. He's doing the opposite of what you did. He took it down, and he's going to build a fantastic new facility. How do you think that's going to impact the Plaza when that opens?
I can't wait. Very excited for it. I think it's going to be great for downtown, and I think it's going to be great for the Plaza. I've always believed that Main Street should be the epicenter of what happens in downtown. Mm-hmm. You see that happening further south towards the Arts District on Main Street. Right. But with what Derek's doing, what we're doing, we have some exciting things lined up for our land on Main Street. I think you'll see Main Street become the epicenter of downtown, and I can't wait to see what he does. I wish him all the best with it.
Great. Well, Jonathan, congratulations on what you've accomplished here and also on the people to watch. So we're going to keep an eye on you. We're going to go to the opening of the Equestrian Center next and see what's going on there. So congratulations and thanks for the time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it and hope to see you again soon.
Hope you enjoyed today's GGB podcast brought to you by GLI, staging its annual Regulators Roundtable this March in Las Vegas. Visit GamingLobs.com for information and registration. To learn more about the developments in downtown Las Vegas, visit GGBMagazine.com. To read all about the news and gaming each week, subscribe to GGB News at GGBNews.com. And to attract more players to your iGaming or sports betting websites, visit iGamingPlayer.com. We'll see you next week on the GGB Podcast.